Extreme Measures. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
Check the water. Make sure they get good food and keep hay out.
You can lose livestock, in this kind of weather.
The Arctic blast that's gripped most of the country continues, and livestock owners here in Tennessee are encouraged to continue taking measures to ensure that their animals are cared for during this cold weather. The state veterinarian's office issued an advisory for livestock and pet owners this week. Dr. Charlie Hatcher, the state veterinarian, says making sure animals have access to water should be a top priority.
Absolutely critical that they have water. I mean, they cannot do without that. You can get into dehydration, salt poisoning, and everything else in the temperature. So, and it's critical that you check the water source for pets or livestock probably 3 or 4 times a day during these extreme temperature drops.
And with these extreme temperatures, many farmers are having to check their water sources often because they're just freezing right back. Overton County cattle producer Richard Brown.
A lot of people still got livestock running the ponds, and that ice is froze. Looks like it's going to be froze every morning this week, so it's a regular chore, and cattle really need to drink, at least twice a day. So, if you chop ice in the morning, you got to go back and chop ice again in the afternoon.
Richard Brown says he's already had neighbors to lose livestock this week from the cold weather, and one where a calf fell through a frozen pond. So there's no doubt a lot of extra time and effort during these winter conditions. Jimmy McAllister has cattle in Greene County.
Also, the equipment that we feed with, the tractors and stuff, sometimes it's kind of a different ball game. When the weather's this cold, getting everything started and equipment doesn't work the same when it's cold, so it creates a little extra work.
And making sure livestock have quality forage is vital during these conditions. They're able to better regulate body temperature with quality hay and in some cases, grain. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.